You're listening to AWW Radio, the podcast of American Women's Wrestling. What is up, wrestling friends? This is Derek Levandusky, and you are listening to American Women's Wrestling Radio. Thanks for joining us today. I am half of the Bleacher Brothers. The other half, my brother Ben, not with us today. And you ask why? Well, finally, we are suspending him for his terrible greeting that he gives at the beginning of every show. If you've heard it, you know how it goes. He says something like, "Hey, peeps." So, actually, I think that greeting is going to stick around that he uses. It's so bad that it's good, but I think people find it endearing. But we had to show, at least in some small way, our disapproval of such horrible juvenile creativity and suspend him for a show. Joking aside, he's not actually suspended. He's just busy today. So you got me today, and I really thank you for joining me. We're going to talk women's wrestling, a lot of things going on. It's a very exciting time of year, very exciting weekend, as the WCWA Nationals are being hosted this weekend by Life University down in Marietta, Georgia. We'll be talking about that. There's some wrestle-offs happening there for the Pan Am Games, which is will help our U.S. women's team qualify some Olympic weights. And so there's some big prizes on the line there. Also, whoever places, I think, as first or second down there can also get a bye to the finals of the Olympic trials. So we'll be talking about that. The Bearcat Open at McKendree University is this weekend, which is going to be an amazing tournament with a lot of top teams. And also, depending on when you hear this, Friday night, there is a big duel happening also at McKendree University between number one in the NCAA, the McKendree Bearcats, against number five, Colorado Mesa. So we'll be talking about all that a little bit. First things first, we've got to keep our tradition. This is our 11th episode, and we got to talk about the number 11. Some interesting factoids about the number 11. The sunspot cycle, or the solar cycle, lasts for 11 years. Bet you didn't know that. Not only did I not know that, I have no idea even what I'm talking about right now. I'm sure I sounded smart saying that, but I'm not even sure exactly what a sunspot cycle is. But maybe some of you are out there going, "Ooh, I'm a science major," or "I'm a sun major." Is that possible? Can you just study the sun for 4 years? Well, if you do study the sun at some college, you know, or university, then you know exactly what a sunspot cycle is. Okay, another factoid about the number 11. World War I ended on the 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour. And aren't you glad? In case you didn't know, World War I is over. And you heard it right here on AWW Radio. Another factoid about the number 11. A total solar eclipse was observed throughout Europe on August 11th, 1999 at, can you guess the time? You got it, 11:11 a.m. Oh, let's see, a couple more of these. Apollo 11 was the first manned spacecraft to land on the moon. Another fact, 11 is the smallest prime number. This one's cool. The deepest known point of the ocean floor is 11 kilometers. I don't think I want to be down there. Let's do something to do with wrestling here. Do you remember the score last May at Beat the Streets when Jordan Burroughs wrestled UFC star Ben Askren? Early in the second period, Jordan Burroughs finished off the tech fall, and he beat Ben Askren 11-0. Remember that match? He blast-doubled Ben Askren right off the stage there. So, yep, that was 11-0. All right, enough about the number 11. We're going to do our Eye of Sauron. That's a reference to Lord of the Rings, in case you didn't know. Our Eye of Sauron segment, which is where we look out into the wrestling community and try to notice something that might not otherwise be noticed. At least on a show like this that's heard in different places around the United States. And what we want to put our eye on is the state of Ohio. Bravo to the Ohio Girls National Team program coaches, you know, those of you out there that are moving the movement forward in Ohio for women's wrestling. They have been ranking their high school girls this year. We've been posting it on AmericanWomensWrestling.com. You can find it on our high school rankings page. And so we want to give a shout out to Ohio. We see you, Ohio. We appreciate what you're doing. And I want to give a shout out to the number one ranked girls at every weight. At number one, at 101 in Ohio, number one ranked, Riley Banyas. She's a freshman. Don't know how you say this school exactly. I'm going to try. Elyria from Elyria. At 106, Chelsea Horsley from Bellefontaine, ranked number one. Number one at 111 pounds, Olivia Shore from Miami East. She's a junior. She's no stranger to the national scene. She was on a national team a few years ago. A lot of us know Olivia well. She's been in the national rankings for a while. At 116 from London, Ohio, a junior, Grace Jones. The number one at 121 pounds, Layla Castro, a senior from New Lexington. Again, no stranger to the national scene. At 126, number one, Josie Davis from Sydney, a freshman, ranked number one in Ohio at 126. Congrats, Josie. At 131, Kendall Bostelman from Mat Rats. Is that her school? I doubt that's the name of her school, but that's what's listed here. She's a junior from Mat Rats. Kendall Bostelman, congratulations. At 137, a junior from Olentangy Orange, Taryn Martin, ranked number one at 137. Ranked number one at 143, Alyssa Pirro, a junior from Lutheran West. At 150, number one, Ayala Wolak, or I think Wolak, that's probably how I say it, a junior from Dublin Kaufman. At 160, number one, Sol Franco from Hilliard Bradley. At 170, number one, Talia Mitchell from Olentangy Orange. At 189, number one, Olivia Daniels, a senior from Malvern. And finally, at 235, the number one from Minerva, a freshman, Elena Jackson. So congrats to all of you high school girls. Congrats to the Ohio women's wrestling movement and program as you're moving things forward. Keep it up. Good job. Okay, we are going to talk about the WCWA Nationals, which is happening this weekend at Life University in Marietta, Georgia. I was there last year. It was an awesome event. They do a really great job hosting it. Ashley Sword and her program down there hosting it right there in the university arena. And we're going to talk about, we're going to look at some of the pre-seeds here. The WCWA, we're in this weird kind of transitional twilight zone when it comes to women's college wrestling, where you now have multi-divisional wrestling starting to take shape. And so the NAIA is doing their own, national invitational championship. The NCAA is doing that as well at Adrian College. In just about a month, they're going to have an invitational championship. So the WCWA, there's not as much participation as there was last year, but there's still 28 teams. There's a lot of solid programs that are going, a lot of solid wrestlers. But notable, they will not have the number one NAIA, at least number one in our rankings, number one NAIA program. Menlo will not be there. Neither will the number one, number two, or number three NCAA ranked programs, McKendree, Simon Fraser, or King. They will not be there as well. It's a little different field this year, but again, still a lot of good wrestlers and some really good competition. Also, there is a qualifying spot on the line for the Olympic trials in April. So any national champion, WCWA national champion this year, if they're not qualified already, will get a qualifying spot and be able to wrestle at the Olympic trials. So that's pretty exciting. So I'm just going to go through weight by weight here and read the top six pre-seeds, which is what's listed here on the collegiate women's wrestling site, the WWA, WCWA individual rankings they have listed here. So starting at 101, here's the top six pre-seeds at WCWA Nationals. Number one, Ira Navarro from Southwest Oregon Community College. Number two, Faye Cherrier from Life. Number three, Estella Trevino from Umpqua Community College. Number four, Esther Walker from Midland. Number five, Kayla Rogers from Big Bend. And number six, Trinity Oradina from Tiffin. Shout out to Ira Navarro, I should say, representing the NJCAA, National Junior College Athletic Association, by being the number one pre-seed for this event. So way to represent the National Junior College Athletic Association there. Navarro is no slouch. She was fifth in the WCWA last year, an All-American, and she's returning as the number one pre-seed here going into nationals. The number two seed, and what I'm going to do is just talk about the top, one, two, or three seeds here at each weight and just give you some things to think about and look forward to as we watch the women compete this weekend. It will be on Flow Wrestling. Number two, preseeded number two, is Faye Cherrier from Life. Cherrier made the blood round last year at WCWA Nationals, and so you can expect to see those two battling for the top spot at 101. At 109, the number one is Emily Shilson from Augsburg, a freshman. And by the way, I want to point out right away that you're going to hear there's three freshmen preseeded at number one going into WCWA Nationals. So a really solid freshman class coming in. And there's others up and down these pre-seeds. Lots of freshmen making their mark and looking to make their mark this weekend at the WCWA Nationals. So you have Emily Shilson from Augsburg at number one. She has had an amazing freshman year. She just got fourth at Senior Nationals. She is right there with the best senior-level women in our country. She's right on their heels, and you can expect to hear more and more of Emily Shilson in the days to come at the senior level and certainly at the college level. So she's got to be the favorite going into this tournament. Though number two, Michaela Campbell from Campbellsville University, a junior, is going to have something to say about who wins this tournament. Campbell was the runner-up last year. She lost to Aleda Martinez from Menlo. Michaela Campbell also won the Missouri Valley Open this year. She's looking really solid on the mat. She's got a lot of nice attacks, and that's going to be fun to watch that weight class at the WCWA Nationals. At 116, number one pre-seed is Jaslyn Gallegos from Presbyterian University, again, a freshman. She had a great year. She took first just a few weeks ago at the Tornado Open. Coming back this year from a medical redshirt last year, Caitlin Pizzo is preseeded number two for Campbellsville. She's a junior. She's having a solid year. She's 11-0 in duels this year and 6-1 at opens. So did the math there. She is 17-1 this year going into the WCWA Nationals. So you can expect to see some battles there in that weight class. At 123 pounds, again a freshman, and again from Augsburg, Vail Baker goes in preseeded at number one. She took fourth at the Missouri Valley Open this year, and she's just been getting better and better, and as many do at the college level, leveling up and catching up to her competition. So congrats to Vail for going in preseeded at number one. And at number two, you have Julia Vidalin from Life University. She's a sophomore. She got a nice win this year over Charlotte Fowler from Campbellsville, who took third at the WCWAs just 2 years ago. So Julia Vidalin is definitely, ready to go in, ready to compete. She's been in some of those tough matches. And she's certainly going to have something to say about who wins this weight class. I got to give a shout out to the number three pre-seed as well, Macy Higa. I remember watching Macy last year at this tournament. Very exciting wrestler. She, has a lot of home run attacks, I guess you could say. She had some crazy throws last year, and she knows how to score points. She's from Eastern Oregon University, a sophomore, and Macy is going to have. She's going to be part of that conversation as she's a contender also for a national title here at 123 pounds. Going up to 130, very familiar name there right at the top, preseeded number one, Abby Nettie from Campbellsville. She's a senior. Abby has got to be the favorite in this group. She just won senior nationals. Abby won this event last year. If I remember right, I think she got the MOW. I'm pretty sure that's true. Yeah, she is as tough as they come in this weight class, even at the senior level. And so you got to say she's the heavy favorite in this group, Abby Nettie, preseeded number one. And preseeded number two, Gabby Skidmore, again a freshman and again from Augsburg. Look out for this program, Augsburg. They are coming over these next few years. Boy, you're going to see these young women make their mark in the college scene. And Gabby Skidmore was actually just ranked in the top 20 in our senior level rankings. We called them the Olympic weights power rankings. You can see that on our rankings page, the senior level rankings page on our website. And so Gabby Skidmore, very tough, solid young wrestler. And it's going to be exciting to see how she does at WCWA Nationals this weekend. At 136, coming in preseeded number one, Destiny Ling from Oklahoma City. Preseeded number two, Zoe Nowicki. I guess I'll start with Zoe. Zoe is just, I've watched Zoe since she was involved in high school wrestling. Actually, my daughter, Joy, who's now a 155 from McKendree, used to weigh less than that. She used to weigh 120 pounds. And, you know, when she was in those lighter weight classes, she and Zoe wrestled a couple times and always battled. Zoe's always been tough. She's always in the mix. She was in the mix at the high school level. She's in the mix at the college level. And so she took fifth at the Missouri Valley Open this year. A very tough wrestler, and she's rightly preseeded high in this tournament. She's from Adrian. She's a sophomore. And, you know, I just mentioned, too, shout out to a man that had an influence on her career early in high school, Brent Harvey, who passed away in a motorcycle accident a few years ago. Big loss to the Michigan wrestling community, but we have not forgotten about Brent Harvey and the contribution that he made to women's wrestling, not only in Michigan, but also, you know, on the national scene. So hearts continue to go out to his family and his daughter, who was a wrestler, and not sure if she still wrestles, but he was a special guy, and can't help but mention him when I look at Zoe Nowicki's name. Destiny Ling, preseeded number one. She was seventh last year. She was an All-American at the WCWA Nationals. And so, you know, she's coming back with that experience and ready to make a run at a WCWA National title. At 143 pounds, preseeded number one is Erica Sotelo from Life. She's a senior. And number two, Morgan Norris from Presbyterian. Again, a freshman coming in preseeded at number two. Sotelo took second in the NAIA last year, so she's an NAIA All-American, and I had a big win over Bridget Duty, who also, I believe, is an All-American. She teched her within the last year, and so Sotelo's a tough wrestler, and you can expect to see a lot of good matches in this weight class as there's a number of good wrestlers competing for the podium. 155, very, very interesting weight class. Number one, you've got Jaden Laurent from Lakeland. My understanding was, I don't even think she was enrolled at Lakeland in the fall. I could be wrong on that, but she certainly wasn't on the team. Jaden Laurent, not sure why she hasn't wrestled at some of the qualifying events, Senior Nationals or the Bill Farrell. Scratch that. Maybe she did. I think she did wrestle at the Bill Farrell. Sorry, check that. I think she wrestled there, and I think she got a little banged up there, and that's why she was not at Senior Nationals. But here she is now. Surprise, surprise. Jaden Laurent is back in the college scene and back for Lakeland, and she is preseeded number one at 155. She was a WCWA national champion last year, and she's looking to go back-to-back. So she's a sophomore. I see here on the pre-seeds, it says she's unranked, but they know who she is. That's why they put her at number one. Number two, Miranda Velasquez, very tough from Jamestown. She had a great Senior Nationals. I think she took sixth, but she's wrestling really well right now. She placed at the Missouri Valley Open as well, top six. She's going to be very tough at this weight class. For a while, she was ranked number one. She was ranked number one in the WCWA rankings. Also at this weight class, number three. This might be the deepest weight class at the WCWA Nationals this year. Number three, Rachel Waters. Again, fantastic wrestler, All-American. She's a senior from Oklahoma City. She was previously ranked number one at 170. She went out in the blood round at Senior Nationals in December, and she lost to the number three, the number two pre-seed here, Miranda Velasquez, and it was a barn burner. I think it was like 12-10 or 14-12. I remember watching that match, wild match. Rachel Waters, very tough wrestler, All-American level, and honestly, any one of those top three women, could end up at the top of the podium before it's all over. Number four, I'm going to mention her too, Alexia Foca from Campbellsville. She went out in the blood round last year, I believe, but she was an All-American 2 years ago, and she's looking to get back on that podium again this year. So very deep weight class, 155, and that'll be exciting to watch that field battle it out for the podium and for the national title. At 170, you have Kenya Sloan from Campbellsville, number one, and number two pre-seed, Mariah Harris, also from Campbellsville. This has got to be really interesting to be in that room at Campbellsville, because Mariah Harris is a senior, and she placed ahead of Kenya Sloan last year. They were both, Mariah Harris was an All-American. She took third at the WCWAs, and Kenya Sloan went out in the blood round. So Mariah Harris, was ahead of Kenya Sloan in the rankings, and was placing ahead of her at different events like the WCWA. But as happens, you hang around the college scene, you keep training. I know Kenya went to the OTC in the off season, and she's been working hard, and she's caught up to Mariah and actually beat Mariah Harris at the Tornado Open, I believe, in the finals just a few weeks ago. And so Kenya is now ahead of her teammate Mariah. They are 1 and 2 at this weight. And so going to be interesting to watch these teammates compete for the national title spot. That's the 1 and 2 there. At 191, you have Chi-Chi Nwankwo. I think is how you say it. Chi-Chi Nwankwo, African name there. She is from Oklahoma City. She's a sophomore. She's a pre-seed number one. She was All-American last year at the WCWA's, fourth at this weight class. Check that. Not sure if it was 170 or 191, but she took fourth. She was an All-American last year. And the number two pre-seed, Leilani Camargo Neon from Midland, a senior. She last year took third in the NAIA. And she is currently fourth in the college rankings that we have. So a couple of tough wrestlers at number one and two. And I got to mention a dark horse. Well, you got Alexandra Castillo from Campbellsville at number three. But a dark horse I would have to say is Gabrielle Gabby Hamilton from Life, a freshman at number four pre-seed. She wrestled really tough at the MOVAL this year. She is not going to go. She's going to be a tough out. She's not going to go down easy, and you can expect to see her on the podium. I believe in competing for that top spot. So there's the WCWA. While that is going on, there will be a number of wrestle-offs happening. Senior level athletes wrestling on the same mats at the WCWA Nationals, wrestling for the spot to wrestle in the Pan Am Games, and to try to qualify these weights, these Olympic weights, for Team USA, and to try to, as I mentioned earlier, if they place in the top two at the Pan Am Games, I believe it is, they get a bye into the finals, or at least deep into their brackets at the Olympic trials in April. So some big prizes on the line here. One of the wrestle-offs is going to be at 50 kilos. You're going to have Whitney Condor against Sarah Hildebrand. Sarah is dropping down to this weight class from 53, and she just wrestled out in, was it Rome or the Euregan? Sorry, can't remember which one, but she medaled out there, looked really solid out there. I believe she beat Victoria Anthony. I think it was in Rome. Beat her 7-5 in a semi. She looks really tough at this weight class. I'm picking Sarah to win this. Whitney's a great wrestler, very tough. You know, it's going to be some tight matches, but I think Sarah finds the offense that she needs to win this best of three series. She's my pick to win this wrestle off. At 53 kilos, at 9 a.m. In the morning on Saturday, you're going to have Catherine Shy against Haley Agello. That'll just be one match. So whoever wins that match gets to face Jakara Winchester in a best of three at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. This matchup does have some history. Last May, Catherine Shy beat Agello 7-3, and I am again picking Catherine Shy to beat Agello and to face Jakara Winchester in that best of three. And as tough as Shy is, I think Jakara, world champion, is going to get it done and is going to represent the United States at the Pan Am Games. She's my pick to win that wrestle off, Jakara Winchester. At 57 kilos, I am thrilled to say that Helen Maroulis is wrestling on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. She's wrestling Allie Reagan. It's just great to see Helen back on the mat. Great that she is feeling well enough to compete, to make a run at the Olympics. I think we need to not take this for granted. I don't know how much longer we're going to see Helen Maroulis on the mats. She's maybe one of the most special American women wrestlers to ever hit the mats. And it's going to be hard to find somebody like her in a long, long time. She's just, and not only, you know, who she is as a person and, you know, what she's, how good of a wrestler she is and, you know, some of her accolades, but the story of her taking down Yoshida at the Olympics and becoming the first female gold medalist at the last Olympics. Great to see Helen back on the mat. She's going to have a tough match against Allie Reagan. It's just one match in the morning. It's a prelim match. The winner of that will face Jenna Burkett in a best of three at 4 p.m. Allie Reagan is super tough, though I wouldn't be surprised if Allie pulled what probably most people would consider an upset over Helen Maroulis. I am not going to pick against Helen Maroulis if she's on the mat. And so I'm picking Helen to win the prelim match against Allie Reagan. I'm picking Helen to beat Jenna Burkett in the best of three and go and represent the United States at the Pan Ams. Okay, so that's a quick rundown and overview of the WCWA Nationals coming up here. And now I want to switch our attention to the Bearcat Open. So let's take a look at that. McKendree University this weekend. Actually, you know, I'm going to start with the duel that's happening. Depending on when you hear this, some of you probably listening, it's happening Friday night. Might be tonight for you. If you are listening after the fact, then this has already happened. But you have number one McKendree facing number five Colorado Mesa at McKendree University Friday night. McKendree just smashed him pretty good at the national duels, the NWCA national duels a few weeks ago. Pretty sure they beat them 33-7. I thought it might be closer than that if I'm looking at the right score here. But they, yeah, they beat him pretty good. I think it was 33-7. So I think you can expect to see another lopsided match. Depending on who McKendree puts in the lineup, I think you can expect to see McKendree win. Might not be that much of a gap between McKendree's score and Colorado Mesa's score. By the way, Colorado Mesa, shout out to Coach Travis Mercado, just doing such a great job with the program. They are a rising program for sure. I think you can expect to see Colorado Mesa be in the conversation for, you know, top three, if not national titles at the NWCA, you know, NCAA national duels in coming years, and also for top three, you know, hardware at the NCAA championships, that, you know, invitational championships that they're starting this year. So very exciting young team. Got a lot of exciting young wrestlers. Marissa Gallegos, you know, she had a great senior nationals. They've got a number of Genesis Martinez, I think is her name. So they're going to be bringing their best squad there to McKendree. And of course, McKendree up and down has, you know, top three, top two, you know, number one ranked wrestlers right up and down the lineup. You know, you got Pauline Granados, you got Felicity Taylor, Alera Boyd, you know, you've got, you know, Alex Glaude, Sydney Kimber, you know, Andrea Sennett, Emma Bruntel, you know, my daughter Joy ain't that bad either, so at 155. So, you know, they're a tough squad. That's going to be a fun duel. I'm not sure if it's being streamed. If it is, we're going to find out how to watch that, and we'll be posting links to watch that duel. All right, let's talk about the Bearcat Open. I mentioned that a lot of the top teams in the NCAA and the number one team in the NAIA are not going to WCWA Nationals this year. I think it's a commitment to the new structure of multi-divisional wrestling. So in some ways, the Bearcat Open is going to be just as tough, if not tougher, than the WCWA Nationals this year. Some people might not like me pointing that out, but hey, folks, that's facts. When you got the number one, number two, and number three team at an open, you know, however 1,000 miles away from the WCWA Nationals, that's a tough tournament. And yeah, you're going to have, besides the top three, you know, McKendree, SFU, and King, you know, you've got Emmanuel College, you've got Colorado Mesa, and a number of other universities are going to be there. Probably you're going to see some unattached wrestlers coming in you know, competing for the podium at the Bearcat Open. You've got number eight North Central College is going. Southern Oregon is planning on being there. Number seven ranked Wisconsin Stevens Point, Waldorf University, Lyon College. So, going to be a lot of great matches at the Bearcat Open, so you can pay attention to that as well this weekend. We'll be doing recaps of both the WCWA Nationals and the Bearcat Open. Once the results are in, you can expect to see that on Sunday or Monday. And, you know, we'll keep you informed as to what happened at those events. And, you know, we don't do a lot of, you know, real-time, play-by-play, you know, match scoring updates. But we do, like, if we see a result that is significant between ranked wrestlers, you know, that might be interested to let the public know about, you know, we'll be posting that on our social media platforms as well. So, you know, stay tuned to AWW newsfeed. And we'll let you know what's going on, and we'll post links to the recaps and different things that happened this weekend. We'll let you know about that as things button up. So, I guess that's about it. Thanks for listening today. A little shorter episode without my other half of the Bleacher Brothers, Ben. And appreciate you listening, and enjoy watching, you know, all the great matches this weekend and different things happening in women's college wrestling and of course, the senior level matches for the Pan Am spots at the WCWA Nationals. It's a good time to be a fan of women's wrestling. And thanks for letting us serve you and keep you informed. And thanks for joining us as we promote women's wrestling and just talk about women's wrestling and the stories in women's wrestling. We're thankful that you are listening and supporting AWW and this show. And until next time, thanks for listening. And I am out. Thanks for listening to AWW Radio.